Now, pro sports leagues have found some creative ways to fill the stands during the COVID-19 pandemic. We've seen cardboard cutouts, giant teddy bears, and in the NBA, digital faces watching on screens inside the arena. Those virtual fans aren't just recordings. They're live connections with people watching from their homes. And our next guest got to try this out when she attended a game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. Kate Nibbs is a senior writer at Wired covering culture. Kate, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, even though they are projecting these people into the stadium, it's not like there are the same number of seats. There are only about 300 or so of these virtual spots for each game. How did you get one?
So I got very lucky because I'm a reporter for Wired, and so I tweeted that I thought it would be more fun if the NBA had cartoon animals in the stands. And as someone from Michelob, which is the sponsor of this like virtual courtside experience, I think they saw my tweet. They didn't tell me exactly, but they reached out and said, why don't you try the experience? And so that is how I very luckily wound up as one of those heads.
So diss the idea, get a seat. For the game. So how does the actual connection work? How are you watching the game?
So you need your laptop, and then you have to download Microsoft Teams, which I was actually unfamiliar with because we use Google at Wired. And so you download the app, and then Microsoft created this sort of new user interface called Together Mode. It was actually created to help Stephen Colbert hosts the Late Show remotely, and then they've sort of expanded its use since the pandemic started. And it just helps you, it makes sort of the teleconferencing experience more immersive. And so I was sitting there, and my husband got to be my plus one, so he was lucky. So we had two laptops next to each other with this Microsoft Teams, and then it basically took our webcams and recorded us, and then it put us in this sort of virtual auditorium. And then it looked, you know, if you've been watching these basketball games and seeing the heads, it looked like it looks like people were sitting in the stands.
So for people who haven't seen it, give us a sense of like, what's the quality of the images that we're seeing of you and other attendees?
They're definitely kind of pixelated. It's not, they haven't really ironed out the definition exactly. But it's just sort of these little pixelated heads. I honestly did not realize that they were live streamed until I got to do this experience. Yeah, it kind of looks like a video art. I don't know if anyone has been to downtown Chicago. There's this big installation, and mm-hmm. it's people's faces spouting water. You know what I'm talking about? It kind of looks
absolutely
like that.
Yep. Okay. Well, and it's funny because you found out that if you moved in certain ways, you could make it look like your leg was actually your husband's arm or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yes, we were definitely playing around because I really wanted to get my dog on TV. So we were like having our dog sit on our laps, and because we were sitting next to each other, when the dog would cross from my lap to his, it looked like it was jumping rows on the virtual screen. So it was pretty surreal and funny.
Well, and also, you know, there were people like you in your section. You said there were quite a few journalists, but mm-hmm. if people are paying attention, there's some pretty famous faces. And I find this so funny. Even in a digital setting, there are the VIPs, and your husband actually got digitally bumped from his seat by someone that you actually probably weren't too upset about him being bumped by. Who was that?
Yes, I'm from Chicago, so I was extremely excited. Scottie Pippen was in our section, and
that's
so
awesome.
Was BJ Armstrong, another former Bull star. And yeah, so Scotty did want to be in the front row, which I cannot blame him. He deserves it. But yes, my husband got booted to the back row so Scotty could take his rightful place of prominence.
But let's reiterate, this is a virtual first front row. but, you know, you felt like Scotty had earned that. And, you know, he always kind of got overlooked a little bit with the amazing players he played with. So you were actually pretty pro Scotty in this.
Yes, always pro Scottie Pippen. He can do no wrong in my eyes, so I was fine with that. But yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, I've never had a seat that good in a real basketball game before, so I've never sat near a celebrity of that caliber, so I was pretty psyched.
So we're seeing the floating heads, but what are you seeing, actually?
So you see a split screen. One half is a live stream of the basketball game, and then the other half is, it sort of looks like what you see, but it's a different kind of digital auditorium. It's hard to honestly describe just because it's something I've never really seen before, but it's basically just everyone's heads put together in a virtual seating area.
So I think this is hilarious. One of the things that happens in a real sporting event, love it or hate it, is the wave. And that happened, and it was just like in real life. There were people that were clearly not into it and not, you know, basically doing the minimum. I think that's really funny that you can't even escape things like the wave when you're digital.
No, we really could not. We did it several times. And I honestly liked it, though, because it simulated what it's like to go to a sporting event way more than I thought. I had pretty low expectations for the experience, to be honest. And it did exceed those low expectations because I felt like I was part of a social gathering, which I have not felt like that for a while. I'm calling you from my house in New York, which is where I spend most of my time. And it was kind of novel and fun to feel like I was in a public space, even though it wasn't really a public space.
Well, Kate, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your experience.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Kate Nibbs is a senior writer at Wired covering culture. She talked with us about her experience as one of the digital floating heads in the virtual crowd at an NBA playoff game. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson in for Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.